Hello, everybody. My name is John Ingram with Town Square Media Montrose, and I am very, very happy to be joined once again with the VSA crew, the Valley Symphony Association, and we are here to talk about their upcoming concerts. And I will also mention that it is the season finale. It is called Water, Find the River. That's kind of been a theme all season. They had Sing, Laugh. They had Snow, Celebrate, and this one, of course, again, season finale, Water, just as the snow is melting and turning into water. So with us, we have Stacy Ryan, who you all know and love from the Valley Symphony Association. Cheryl Zahneiser is a board member of the VSA, and she is also the owner of Budget Blinds in Montrose and Telluride. They're both in the studio, and we're very happy to also have David Dragoo, the CEO of Colorado Outdoors, as well as Katie Christofferson, who we haven't talked to in a while. She is the chorus conductor for the VSA. So, Stacy, before we get to the specifics of Water, Find the River on April 26th and 27th, this is the season finale. Tell me a bit about, how the season has been. Tell me, what folks who come to the finale can expect here. Just give us an overview.
Well, the season's been great, 53, and we're excited about 54, but we'll get into that later. Really, the thing that's unique about this particular concert being in April is traditionally our chorus has always had their standalone concert in March. But because of the theme of water, we decided it would make so much sense to have it be in April. It's right around Earth Week, not quite there, but just after Earth Week, and it falls into that theme that's going on throughout town and the country, really, hopefully the world. And for our purposes, it's the start of the water season. It's spring, and it just made a lot of sense to just flip flop it because of the theme. So the orchestra just finished up our season finale, or I should just say our last concert of the season, back in March. And now we're looking forward to this, and we're very excited to have Colorado Outdoors as a very logical concert partner for this water concert. So, and again, I'll let David and Katie talk about that. But as far as what to expect with this concert, really, let's hear from Katie on that.
Well, you're doing my job for me. I like it. Katie, we're gonna kick it to you. And as the chorus conductor, I should mention that the Valley Youth Chorus is going to be joined with the VSA as well. Tell folks what they can expect on April 26th and 27th.
Sure. Thanks, John. This concert has been simmering in my mind for a very long time. And really, the theme of water in my expression of it for this concert has to do with time and ages contributing their musical sound through their voices in a unique way that I don't think has been done with the VSA before. So I created the Valley Youth Chorus to have the element of young singers on stage singing alongside the adults in the Valley Association Chorus. But in addition to that, I'm actually including quite a few high school singers from Montrose High School and Delta High School. We'll have, I think, about 50 high schoolers join us for two different pieces. And it's really amazing to stand in front of groups that spread an age range and perform together. Something very unique happens. Usually the little kiddos perk up and hear sounds that they've never heard before and participate in a choral experience alongside harmony and lower voices that they've never really been able to do before. And then high school kids tend to pull out even a higher level of music making out of, our adult singers. So they're just enthusiastic and they work on their music every single day pretty much in high school. So that's just a different vibe to pull in. So my dream here is to really tug on some different threads and see what happens when you put them all together on the stage with a really interesting unifying theme, water. in addition to that, I'll have about 8 extra local amazing musicians join us and just support and create an atmosphere of sound that I think is going to be really magical.
Well said. I appreciate that overview and the approach to it. And I'm looking at the brochure here for season 53, and it says water, find the river. Then it says, just kind of as a description, dive in and experience water's impact on our hearts, minds, and spirits. And David, I want to segue to you now. Stacy mentioned that the title of the upcoming show really fits with Colorado outdoors. Obviously, live in such a beautiful area where we can appreciate things like rivers and just water in general. Talk to me about your involvement. By your, I mean Colorado Outdoors being the concert partner for the upcoming show, and how it's been being involved with the VSA.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on. So a lot of people know our work in the real estate component in Montrose, but we're really proud of some of our most important work, which is really on restoring and enhancing our river through town and trying to get youth and families outside enjoying our public places. And this was a natural fit for us because we really get to highlight some youth talent, you know, some regional youth talent with the Valley Youth Chorus. And really, the concert's all about water. So for us, it was really a natural fit.
Yeah, natural, I think, in more ways than one. That's great. Well, Cheryl, I'm not trying to leave you out, I promise. Last but certainly not least, your involvement with the VSA, is this your second season or first season on the board? I can't remember.
Second.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me a bit about how your involvement has grown and just what it's been like for you to be involved with such a great organization.
Well, thanks. I have to say it's been exciting to see the growth and just the changes that have happened both with the with Katie and the choir, but also with the orchestra. And I have loved working with all the businesses in town. It's been a real pleasure to get to meet people I wasn't working with previously and to be able to host them in the lobby, to find out about their passions and their backgrounds, things that I didn't know. This upcoming concert, kind of we've taken it a little bit different, been working with Heidi. And we reached out to all the businesses there. We're just building, trying to pre-build for concerts a little more than, you know, get ahead of the ball. And so we had our first after party.
There you go.
It was fun and brought a lot of attention. It was great. At Shelter was a great supporter. Been meeting with, again, all the businesses down there. We have a great thing coming up. It's going to be a Colorado outdoor staycation.
Very cool.
And so a lot of those businesses down there are participating in doing a giveaway for the top guests for the Villicello.
Okay.
And that will be revealed on the last night at the after party.
You pick the biggest instrument, of course, for
Villicello.
You don't want to do Phil the viola.
No. And so, yeah, keeping Phil under control. but yeah, that's been really fun. I'm excited for that to all be revealed and the build up for the water concert. I know Katie has some other fun things. We're doing some artwork that she's bringing on. And so just seeing it grow in a different dimension.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that and appreciate your involvement. If you're just joining us, we are joined with Stacy, Cheryl, David, and Katie. They are all in some ways, I should say, in different ways affiliated with the upcoming show, Water, Find the River, from the Valley Symphony Association. And Stacy, I think it's a good time to catch up with you in regard to community involvement here. This has been something, since I've known you, going on 3 years. I have been impressed with just the increased community involvement. And I'm not just talking about sponsors per se, but just how you were getting the word out, things like the after party and just different ways that you're getting involved in Montrose and the Western Slope as a whole. I know you're a big part of that. Talk to me about how that community involvement has developed over time.
You know, since I've joined in this fracas, I've done a lot to really elevate the communication of what we are, who we are, and do it regionally, which is quite a feat. one of the things that developed over time, and it was really because during COVID, we had a tree fall on our trailer, which I was so excited about. Wow. Because we got a new trailer and we were able to do other things.
Serendipity.
I was actually very excited. But we were able to wrap the trailer and Ken Holyfield at Go Big Banners, and now Nathan McCracken, they've been great at helping us get the banners on our, what I call our mobile billboard, out and about. It's something we can move all over town. And that's also thanks to Alpine Bank, one of the Santa Clauses in town, Jane Marie Amundsen over there. So that's been something that we've been able to build on, is to just get people to know we even exist. After 55 years, it's hard to believe that some people still don't know that there's an actual volunteer orchestra and chorus in town. And it's not even just in town, it's representing the region. Troy has done so much to help build excitement and inclusiveness, and along with Katie and her warmth and her vivacity, it's all been just wonderful experiences at the concerts. And then the most important thing, because of those elements, those musical elements, which are the most important thing, people get excited at the concerts and then they tell their friends. It's kind of like, you know, not to date myself, but it's like the old Fabergé commercial and so on and so on. But there's just a lot going on. Of course, you guys with the broadcast, it helps tremendously. You guys are very generous with us. Our community partners really are the city with the venue. The Budget Blinds helps us tremendously with our additional rehearsals that we're able to have at the pavilion, which makes all the difference musically, because we're actually, at least the orchestra is, we're rehearsing in the space that we're going to be performing in. And I can't tell you how much that makes a difference for the quality and the growth that we've experienced as a musical ensemble. Then we have the Beacon, the senior newsletter, the news magazine is just tremendous. The Daily Press, Delta County Independent, the TEI Rock Drills has been so amazingly generous by giving us $5,000 a year so that we put it toward our timpani. You really can't have an orchestra without timpani, and timpani are the percussion instruments are very expensive, and they've really stepped up and have been wonderful. The catering, we've had catering with the Stonehouse. I mean, these are all community partners, just different businesses stepping up. And I have to also give a huge tip of the hat to Cheryl and her contacts and her willingness to just go talk to businesses and help them understand, hey, this is how you can be involved, and it's good for you as a business. It's a community endeavor. We're not just out there saying, hey, give us a check. We really want to be in relationship with our partners, all the way from our advertisers to donors. We just want everyone to have a wonderful musical experience and realize that, you know, classical music really is, it's not hoity-toity. It's not elitist. It's in the air and all around you every day. And it's something that we all can embrace as one, every time we perform and the audience experiences, and there's that dynamic back and forth exchange and all that good stuff. So I don't know that I answered your question, but
no,
there you go.
You did. And you did it thoroughly. And I appreciate that. I think it's a two-way street where, yes, there's community support, but the VSA really does add a lot to the community and gives it back to the vibrancy of the community. I talk about it a lot. And specifically, you know, it's a really good outlet for young people, which, Katie, I do want to come back to you and ask about what it was like working with the next generation, if you will, in the Valley Youth Chorus with the upcoming show on April 26th and 27th.
Oh, it's the best. It's so fun because it's sort of like preparing people for a surprise birthday party. They really don't know yet what they're about to experience, but they know, these kiddos know, that they're going to be on the stage at the Montrose Pavilion. And that's just the excitement of preparing music that where they all have a part to play in that piece of music, and knowing some of them know the musicians who are playing with us. For example, Etienne Tolneau is a really well-known West African drummer and teacher, and he is playing with them. And he has come into schools and done amazing workshops with them. And so for them to be like, are you serious? Like, we get to play and sing with him, and they know that they have a string quartet and sometimes a string quintet, you know, accompanying them. So it feels like, I don't know, like a kid trying on their parents' clothes and feeling big and important. And they are, you know, and what's so fun is we haven't put it all together, but it feels a little bit like sorcery. Like I can feel and see the energy starting to build, and we have a lot of musicians popping into our rehearsals to, you know, rehearse with us, and this whole thing is just going to come together. And I can't wait for them to experience it. And honestly, for the audience to experience something like so logistically wild, but also a really, really fun and big sound that we're hoping to achieve. And, you know, as Cheryl had said, we're also, I really think it's important to include different elements to support something as interesting as water. So I've asked all of the musicians, all of them, so adults, high school kids, and all of our instrumentalists to create a work of art or a piece of poetry about water. And we will display those in the pavilion to create this really creative, welcoming ambiance for our audience to just immerse themselves in. Sorry, that's a bad pun, but
no.
We got it.
Well, yeah, and I think that, you know, it is a good time. Just the way you described that, it's going to get the listeners excited. To mention, it's the upcoming show from the Valley Symphony Association. It's called Water, Find the River. The concert partner for the final show of season 53 is Colorado Outdoors. We've got David Dragoo on the phone as well. Just a reminder, April 26th, April 27th, those are the two dates. You can get tickets at valleysymphony.net. Again, that is valleysymphony.net. And the VSA is going to be joined with the Valley Youth Chorus. David, just want to give you an opportunity here. You know, Colorado Outdoors has been such a vibrant part. We talk about community vibrancy. Colorado Outdoors has been a big part of Montrose and really the whole Western Slope as things have developed out there. In addition to supporting great organizations like the Valley Symphony Association, what else is going on in Colorado Outdoors? What's the latest? Because I know things are happening over there.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the opportunity to update folks. We're really excited that we'll be able to add a second hotel to the community with Hilton. So later this year, you'll see about a 100-room hotel go up. It will be great for the region and the expansion. But I think with, you know, Stacy mentioning this a lot with, you know, her comments, a lot of this is about community building. And we'll have another, actually our third block party. We'll announce that after the orchestra or after the concert here. And that's a free event for the community. It's on the river. There'll be tons of free giveaways, lots of youth activities. So we'll be very excited to have that for our third year, and we'll announce that just shortly after the concert.
Yeah, well, that's great. Now that's really, I definitely want to make sure I'm there because especially as the weather warms up, you're right there by the river. It really is, I think in a lot of ways, the place to be in Montrose. And that's obviously hugely due to you and the other folks involved with Colorado Outdoors. Cheryl? It's your time to shine. Tell me what else is going on at Budget Blinds or anything else that you want to mention in regards to the VSA or otherwise.
Well, I am excited to announce this is our 15th anniversary. We're going to have a big party in June, so looking forward to doing that. But a big shout out to all of my crew. They have all supported the symphony by moving the trailer. They have helped set up, tear down, do all kinds of things for me as far as these little things that I sometimes miss. So I appreciate them. I'm excited for this next concert. And I really appreciate all the support that we've gotten from the locals. And just please, please come bring your kiddos, family. It's a great kickoff to summer.
Well, thank you very much. And thanks for all you do with the VSA and in the community as a whole. Stacy, we will end it with you. What have we missed? Other than, well, I don't know what we've missed, but I think you're going to tell us if there's anything.
No, I think it's great. This has been a great chat. It's just such a unique collaboration between the chorus and Colorado Outdoors. And I'm excited that they're going to be able to highlight the themes of renewal and growth and environmental awareness. And we'll be able to mark the beginning of the water season in spring and bring our season, our season 53, to a close. It's been a magnificent season. And we've experienced so much growth as well. And it's just exciting to see this organization at 55 years old it's ready for its AARP card.
That's one way to look at it, I suppose.
No, it is, but it's also, all of our concerts offer something for everyone, and it's not just for classical enthusiasts. Our performances are designed for everyone to enjoy. And, what Katie has done, and I know she's waited a long time for this water concert, and I'm so excited for her to see it come to fruition, because it's something that she's talked about since she first joined the VSA. But to see that, to come and happen and have it be such a timely thing, and to be able to get Colorado Outdoors on our side has been a huge, box of mine that I've been able to check off. And it's just exciting where the organization is going. It just couldn't be in a better place. And what we are looking for is just more and more community support. Really just come out and enjoy the concert. It's going to be fabulous.
Well, thank you, Stacy. I know you spearhead, just a lot of my involvement with the organization, and I really appreciate it as well. It's been great. And thanks for all you do for the community. The show is Water, Find the River. It is the finale for season 53 from the Valley Symphony Association. It is Saturday, April 26th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, April 27th at 3 p.m. That is at the Montrose Pavilion. Tickets and more information can be found at valleysymphony.net. It is the chorus concert, again, to round out season 53, along with the Valley Youth Chorus. So we're very excited and appreciate everything you all do. I appreciate you joining me. That's Stacy Ryan with the VSA, Cheryl Zahnheiser. She's a board member of the VSA and owner of Budget Blinds. David Dragoo, CEO of Colorado Outdoors. They are the concert partner for the season 53 finale. And Katie Christofferson, the chorus conductor. And this is this show, from what I understand, is her brainchild. So thank you, Katie. And thank you all. We'll now get back to our regularly scheduled programming. This is Town Square Media Montrose.